prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, especially earthquake in Nepal, all the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Mabel Allen, Michael Beasley, Dana, Jayashree Dasgupta, Michaela Rose Duvall, Dr. Carlos Haas Weston, Francis Keener, Robert Marshall, Alan Meredith, Barbara Oliver, Maxwell Pogers, Eileen Rubin, Gloria Shelton, Jean Vittim, and Monty the Dog. Job search. Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley, Sandy Wimbish. Prayers for health and well-being. Kelpie Lama Zompa Rinpoche. Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh. Venerable Gyaltin. Venerable Tsurkhye Lhamo. Venerable Margaret McAndrew. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, especially by the earthquake in Nepal, for the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities. May the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Roger and Barb Alexander, family of Mabel Allen, Bernard Baranski and family, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcisse Barona Sr., family of Michael Beasley, Benji, Carol Bowers, Yuki Burrows, John Carroll, Ken Castello, Dwight Clark, Ann Coffey, family of Jayashree Dasgupta, Dimitri Diamondopoulos, San Diamondopoulos, Tashi Droma, family of Michaela Rose Duval, Mildred Gooch, family of Dr. Carlos Haas Weston, Tracy Haas Thompson, Robert Harris, Christina Harrison, Catherine Hines, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Dal and Sue Johnston, Helen Kasanoff, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Mary Locek, Pat Long, R.M., Wilbert Martin, Michelle Matic, Anne McCall, Tom McGinnity, Alvia Mejia and family, family of Ellen Meredith, Bruce Miller, Charles Mitchell, Jose Moreno, Audrey Murphy, Evan Myrtle and family, Jay Pandya, Amelia Perkins, Drew Pledger, family of Maxwell Pogers, Anna Pozo, Janie Price, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, family of Eileen Rubin, Patrick Shario, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Tessa Selby, Pooja Shah, Allison Sheely, Aunt Sheila, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Carol Struther, Adnan Tokum, Lobsam Tupton, Francis Ullman, Basil Van Camp, family of Jean Vittim, Ann Walsh, Dion Washington, Elizabeth White, Shay Wokowiki, Marguerite Young, Cokie the Cat, Dorje and Cadre the Pigs, and Gatsby the Cat. All right, so anyone would like to join me in the praises to the 21 Tops on page 191 in the Gold Book? So Joel Mathis isn't here, so I guess we'll just do it in English. Right? English? Okay. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tom, your crown adorns Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tarasus heroic, I fight lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Spearwoods turbone lotus. Homage she whose faith combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born and hand adorned, giving effort comasterities, patience meditation her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses, Rishkandavas, Yakshas. Homage with Sutra and Pesan, distilling those magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champion, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with three jewel mudra. Light ray masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light. Mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all Earth Guardians' assembly. Shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned crescent, moon on ornaments most shining. Amitabha in her hair knots, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze like eon ending fire abiding. Righteous, let that joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace, nirvana. She endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to her with seed letter, of the shapeless syllable whom, five stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hamak moon of Deva-like form, Tokanpa and Te, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor. Armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels dead dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With Vaishara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures. Trisososa spirit yakshas and race corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. So if you'll go back to page 190, let's read the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Okay, so when Geshe-la comes in, if you've never been here before, I guess you all have. We'll do the Lama Tsokapa Guru Yoga, which starts on page 7. And then after we do that, we'll do the short mandala offering on page 97. And I believe in the text, we're on page 319. Abbreviated classification of the factors, and then there's this debate that is described. And I think that's where we are. Okay. I found that this section was explained so that I can understand it more by Geshe Sopa, volume 2, page 337. He goes on. He also talks about the emptiness, I think, of the... Is it the emptiness or... let's see, where did it go? Yes, how dependent origination eliminates the emptiness of self, and that's not covered as far as I can see. There's not even the name of that topic in the Lam Rim Chenmo, so I skipped that part. But the rest was explained much so that I could understand it. Sort of, kind of. So if you go to page 7 in the booklet, let's start with the invocation. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the Hunter Davis Joyful Realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, Omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you is meaningful to see, hear, and remember. I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginning this time, from the bottom of my heart I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns and the Savior's extensive deeds. I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billowed clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Enmo Losang Drapa to shine forever. So if you please turn to page 13. Okay, and then let's recite the five-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa 20 times, and then the last one we'll chant together. Dedication. In all my life to the victorious one Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path paved by the victorious ones. Now go to the Gold Book, Turn to page 97. Say the short mandal offering. 97. Saji Perki
to think about the meaning, not able to understand the meaning. Once we understand the meaning, then when we try to meditate on, not able to actualize the realizations, all of that. According to advice given by Manjushri to Lama Tsongkhapa directly, according to that advice, what is lacking is like purification practice. So therefore Lama Tsongkhapa went to a place called in central Tibet, not very far from Lhasa, called Walker, Walker Chuling. That's where Lama Tsongkhapa did so many purification practice, you know, like millions of mandala offering, millions of prostrations, so all of that. And after that, when Lama Tsongkhapa reread the same materials that Lama Tsongkhapa read probably many, many times, same line, so when Lama Tsongkhapa reread, then Lama Tsongkhapa saw emptiness. So that's all based on purification practice. So reciting, even just merely remembering Buddha Vajrasattva names that purify every negative karma immediately, then can we imagine saying the mantra with intentions to purify and how much they will purify. So next probably couple of minutes, please try all your best to be mindful, okay? Be mindful. So be mindful in the next couple of minutes while we recite the words of the mantra. What we should remember, what we must remember is like four powers, okay? Four powers. Just visualize this room is not something ordinary, just visualize this room is not filled with all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas from the 10 directions. So then also think about the regret. If you have specific, you know, things to think about, then it's good to think about. So then, you know, then not to repeat, you know, that same actions again. So, you know, next moment, next minute, at least tonight or tomorrow, you know, like that. So then reciting Vajrasattva mantra itself is like remedy. You know? So power of dependence, power of regret, you know, power of, you know, not to do it again. So then power of, you know, antidotes, you know, that's like the reciting Buddha Vajrasattva mantras, okay? So please, throughout the recitation, the mantra recitations, and please trying to be mindful and trying to remember the four powers, okay? With the stanza, I'm going to read the stanza.
It's on page 64. You want to read the stanza together? Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus to you, unsurpassed Vajrasattva, I make prostration.
You count.
How many?
21. You count.
Okay. Vajrasattva te no bhate tato do me bhava Sudo kayo me bhava Subo kayo me bhava Anurato me bhava Savate de me bhava Savakama sutame Siddhanshiya kuru Ha 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 ho Bhagavana savata da Vajrama me muda Vajrama ma samaya Sato ahun te Samaya manya palaya Vajrasattva te no bhate tato do me bhava Sudo kayo me bhava Subo kayo me bhava Anurato me bhava, sarva siddhe me prayata, sarva karma sutame, chitam siyam kurum. Ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakat, bhadrama me mudam, bhadrama ma samaya sadhu ahum, te om bhaja sadhu samaya manya palaya, vasa sato te no bhate tato do me bhava. Sudo kayo me bhava, subo kayo me bhava, anurato me bhava, sarva siddhe me prayata, sarva karma sutame, siddham siyam kuruhu. Ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakat, bhadrama me mudam, bhadrama vama samaya, sadhu ahum te om, bhajasato samaya, manipalaya, bhajasato tino bhate, tatu do me bhava, sudo kayo me bhava, subo kayo me bhava, anurato me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayata, sarva karma sutame, siddham siyam kuru. Ha 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 ha, bhagavana sarva tatakata, bhadrama me mudam, bhadrama vama samaya, sadhu ahum te
om bada sada samaya mane palaya bada sada te na bate jati jame bawa
sutto kayo me bawa subho kayo me bawa anurado me bawa sarva siddhi me prayata sava karma sutane sutam siyam kurum ha 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 bhagavana sarva tatakat
padrama me mudam padrama vama samaya sadu ahum te om
bada sada samaya mane palaya bada sada te na bate jati jame bawa sutto kayo me bawa Subhokaya Nebawa Anurabdha Nebawa Sarasiddhi Neprayata Savakama Sutane Chitam Siyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Bhagavana Sarvata Sakata
Badrama Nemudam Badrama Vama Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om
Bhaja Sato Samaya Manipalaya Bhaja Sato Tenabhati Sato Jamebawa Sudokaya me bawa, subokaya me bawa, anurabdha me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayata, sava karma sutane, siddham siyam kuruhum, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sarva tataka,
badrama me mudam, badrama vama samaya, sato ahum te om,
bhaja sato samaya, manipalaya, bhaja sato tenabhati, sakido me bawa, Sudokaya me bawa, subokaya me bawa, anurabdha me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayata, sarva karma sutane, siddham siyam kuruhum, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sarva tathagata,
badrama me mudam, badrama vama samaya, sato ahum te om,
bhaja sato samaya,
manipalaya, bhaja sato tenabhati, sakido me bawa, Sudokaya me bawa, subokaya me bawa, anurabdha me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayata, sarva karma sutane, siddham siyam kuruhum, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sarva tathagata,
badrama me mudam, badrama vama samaya, sato ahum te om, bhaja sato samaya, manipalaya, bhaja sato tenabhati, sakido me bawa, Sudokaya me bawa, subokaya me bawa, anurabdha me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayata, sarva karma
sutane, siddham siyam kuruhum,
ha 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 ha, bhagavana sarva tathagata,
badrama me mudam, badrama vama samaya, sato ahum te om,
bhaja sato samaya,
manipalaya, bhaja sato tenabhati,
sakido me bawa, sudokaya me bawa, subokaya me bawa, anurabdha me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayata, sarva karma sutane, siddham siyam kuruhum, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sarva tathagata,
badrama me mudam, badrama vama samaya, sato ahum te om,
bhaja sato samaya,
manipalaya, bhaja sato tenabhati, sakido me bawa, sudokaya me bawa, subokaya me bawa, Anurabdha me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayata, sarva karma sutane, siddham siyam kuruhum, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sarva tathagata, badrama me mudam, badrama vama samaya, sato ahum te om,
bhaja sato samaya,
manipalaya, bhaja sato tenabhati, sakido me bawa,
sudokaya me bawa, subokaya me bawa, Anurabdha me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayata, sarva karma sutane, siddham siyam kuruhum, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sarva tathagata,
badrama me mudam, badrama vama samaya, sato ahum te om,
bhaja sato samaya, manipalaya, bhaja sato tenabhati, sakido me bawa, sudokaya me bawa, subokaya me bawa, Anurabdha me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayata, sarva karma sutane, siddham siyam kuruhum, ha 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 ha, bhagavana.
Anurato me bawa, sarva sede me prayacha, sava karma sutsamne, chitam siyam kuruhum, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, bhagavana sarva tatakata,
badrama me mudam, badrama bawa, samaya, sato ahum, pe om,
vaja sato samaya, manya palaya, vaja sato tenopa, tita tido me bawa, sutokaya me bawa, subokaya me bawa, anurato me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha sava karma sutsame chitam siyam kuruhum ha 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 bhagavana sarva tathagata
badrama me mudam badrama bhava mahasamaya sato ahum te om
vaja sato samaya manya palaya vaja sato tena vati tatido me bhava sutokaya me bhava subokaya me bhava Anurato me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sava karma sutsame, chitam siyam kuruhum, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sarva tathagata,
badrama me mudam, badrama bhava mahasamaya,
sato ahum te om, vaja sato samaya, manya palaya, vaja sato tena vati, tatido me bawa, sudokaya me bawa, subokaya me bawa, anurato me bawa, sarva siddhi Siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutsame chitam siyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tathagata badrama me mudam badrama mahasamaya sato ahum te om vaja sato samaya manya palaya vaja sato tena vati tatido me bawa sutokaya me bawa subokaya me bawa Anurato me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sava karma sutsame, chitam siyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tathagata,
badrama me mudam, badrama mahasamaya,
sato ahum te om, vaja sato samaya, manya palaya, vaja sato tena vati, tatido me bawa, sutokaya me bawa, subokaya me bawa, Anurato me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sava karma sutsame, chitam siyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tathagata,
badrama me mudam, badrama bhava mahasamaya,
sato ahum te om, vaja sato samaya, manya palaya, vaja sato tena vati, tatido me bawa, sutokaya me bawa, subokaya me bawa, anurato me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutsame, chitam siyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tathagata,
badrama me mudam, badrama bhava
mahasamaya, sato ahum te.
out of ignorance, that is not knowing. Not understanding, the negative karma has been created. Sometimes it's out of ignorance, most of the time out of ignorance, and sometimes not knowing the circumstance, not understanding the situation. But there's no intention to make mistake, but unintended mistake. So there's not understanding Dhani, Mishir, Mongbai. So, then whatever, breaking plate, breaking vows, so on and so forth, out of that, not knowing, out of ignorance, so Dhani, Mishir, Mongbai, Lama, Gumbu, Jato, So then in front of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you know, I sincerely, genuinely want to, you know, want to purify all of that. So then after that, you know, please think about deep down from your heart. That's right after the mantra recitations, that's what you say in the word. Basically, word is guiding you how to think. That's all. That's otherwise, no, there's a word, there's the meaning of the word to guide. That's what you think right after, immediately after finishing the recitation of the mantra, whatever the numbers might be. So right after that, then you, that's how you should think. Out of ignorance, out of not knowing, you know, whatever, like breaking vow, breaking pledge, you know, so that whatever they want to create it, you know, so I sincerely, genuinely want to purify them in front of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas from the 10 directions. You know. So then just imagine from deep down from your heart that, oh, Buddha was so called on your name, oh my child, oh, all the negative karma has completely been purified. All the negative karma, they include breaking vows, breaking pledge, samaya, everything, okay? So then Buddha, all this, you know, like all the being, holy beings, they be visualized, dissolved into your heart, remain there forever. Buddha was just calling your name. If you have received initiations, then you need to visualize the Buddha Vajrasattva, one with the Lama whom give you initiation, okay, and calling your name, so. If you receive initiation, then your body, spirit, and mind instead become one with the Lama and Buddha Vajrasattva, they become one with their body, spirit, and mind. If you did not receive initiations, then dissolve into your heart, remain there forever. That's good. It's good to do because that's how you take essence out of this precious human life. So you do it. So then it's very good, you know, to purify. Then mind will become clear. When you purify, mind become more sharp. Mind will be more sharp. Then when you read, then your understanding will be better. When you think, your understanding will be better. When you meditate on that, then, you know, your meditation is going to be productive. So that's how to actualize Lamrim path into your mind stream, you know, so that those are the conditions. So then Shanti Deva said, no, today that is same thing, little labor, so much. So much been talked about, you know, how to take care of the mind. So then Shanti Deva was trying to summarize that today, you know, if there's a case, from now on, to the same thing, so. From now on, I will take care of my mind. My mind, how? So I'm going to protect my mind. How? With mindfulness. With the mindfulness and introspection. There's two of that. With two of that, you know, these two types of, you know, methods. That's how I'm going to protect my mind. Mindfulness. And the introspections, you know, but just being mindful, at the same time, somewhere here, there, another mind is observing whole situation, that's called introspections. So from those two methods, I'm going to protect my mind, that's how you protect your mind, and make sure that you make sure that mind is not going to get deteriorated. That means does not become, you know, more negative, you know, trying to improve something positive. Today, that is the same thing that Lexung Leva Sung Acha. Simsung Tushu Mango Tushu Mushishas. So then if you are able to do that, then only practice that you need is to how to protect your mind, that's all. You don't need there's so many different practices here, there, all kind of practices, you know, level this and that, this. Then we don't need this all kind of other practices. If we learn how to protect our mind, through introspection and mindfulness, that's the whole point. Samsung Tushu Matava Tushu Mochis. Tushu means, you know, like, if you literally translate, that's like behavior. But from the broader pictures, it's like activities, no? There's all these activities not necessary. If you learn how to protect your mind, that's because all the other activities is designed to help you to protect your mind, that's all. So if you protect your mind, then you're protecting your speech, the movement of the speech, then the movement of the physical body. So this is called three draw. So that's how all this, you know, positive karma has been created. All the negative karma has been created because not be able to be mindful what we say, what we think, what we do. So if you, you know, be mindful and with introspections, then you kind of like controlling your mind. So then if you can do that, then, you know, all this other activity refers to all, you know, like I'm doing this, doing that, and all of that, then it's not necessary. But protecting mind is not easy. Huh? So therefore, saying prayer, you know, building temple, the stupa, you know, all the altar, all the image, you know, this is all the conditions. It's all there for conditions to help how to, you know, like certain things remind us, you know, how to be mindful. So it's not easy. Protecting mind is not easy. Easy to say, but it's not easy. So therefore, you know, all these practices are there to help us. So, just want to share, okay? So I guess it's good if we can do, even though it, you know, it takes a chunk of time from the class, I think it's worth it. Okay? It's worth it. Especially, you know, doing as a group, you know, reciting mantra. So, long mantra is too long, then maybe begin the small one, short one. Om Vajrasadaho, that's very short. So, but serious practitioners, that one is when they become desperate, so then they use that. When they become desperate, then they use the short one, very short one. So, oh yeah, so I just want to share this with you. So now back to learning class. So we just finished the very, very important part of Lamrim, like 12 link. So, today we are not able to generate, you know, or generate as a desire or not just desire, strong desire or strong admiration or inspiration, aspiration. So we are not able to develop strong aspirations for liberation or, you know, moksha or nirvana. If we don't understand the first noble truth of, you know, suffering, usually, you know, more I think about that, it's more like complications. So if we don't think about the complications that everybody faces in samsara, so then there will be no strong aspirations will be generated, because, you know, so there's a dudini madena tabatini. The very reason of studying Four Noble Truths The very purpose of study for noble truth is to generate, you know, this strong aspirations to free oneself from all these complications. So in order to do that, first we have to understand what is the complications. Why is it so complicated? Why is it complication? So then all the complications caused by what? So then that leads back to the second noble truth, thought and action. Thought, disturbing thought and actions, these are the one who causes all these complications. So then 12 links falls into the second noble truth. The 12 links that fall into the second noble truth. That's where the 12 links are. It's not in the first noble truth, the second noble truth. There's the cause of, you know, complications. There, then there's this disturbing thought. So the 12 links is part of that, you know, part of that. So if you don't understand the 12 link, if you don't understand the cycle, how the cycle, you know, goes round and round, if you don't understand that, then we are not going to understand what is the root cause. What is the root cause of all these complications? We are not going to understand the root cause. Yeah, well, we may think, oh, it's like my friend, it's my neighbors, it's my job, it's my car, it's my hair, it's my clothes. It's, you know, everybody has some reason. So then, you know, doing that, you know, it doesn't really see the cycles. It just, I say, it just repeats the cycles. It doesn't see the cycles. So now, knowing that, having a knowledge about 12 links, so now you kind of figure it out, oh, the root cause of all this complication is something else, something else. We are not going to understand how to cut the root of all these complications if we don't have knowledge about 12 links. That's why I'm called this important subject in Lam Rim, because having that knowledge is quite critical. If you really want to see the root of all these complications, then that requires knowledge about 12 links. Okay, so it's good. So that at least we understand now the root cause. So, need to understand how everybody's bind into the samsara, how everybody's bind into samsara. So then mainly the self-grasping mind, then totally supported by self-cherishing mind, you know, attitude. You know? Self-grasping mind is considered as an iron cage. Even just having a knowledge, I will work for that, I will work towards that, but no matter, even though it takes many, many lifetimes, it's okay. I'll plant the seed. This body may not see the result, but you know, it's okay. You know, this consciousness will experience the result in a different form. You know? So right now I'm going to plant the seed to see the root cause of samsara. You know? So that initial stage, knowledge. Just knowing the 12 links, that's also part of that. It's not separate. Or knowing 12 links here, then seizing some root of samsara somewhere, is no. First we need to understand. So then, second we need to think. Then third, then we need to think deep. So then, you know, that's how the profound wisdom is generated by thinking deep on the subject. So right now is all the part of the process to seizing the root of the complication. First, knowledge, first we have to learn, so that's what we did. We need to learn, so we study, so then we plant the seeds. Need to think. I say, when you come down to Lam Rim, you need to think big, like Texas. think big, you know, so not just, oh, maybe like next 2 years, no, no, just think big, you know, like till I free myself from samsara, think something big, long, something big, or may not take that long, but it's always good to think, you know, if you are short-sighted about anything, you know, anything, maybe losing weight or building your body, you know, also anything that, if you are short-sighted, that's not good. If you are, how you make sense? Huh? How you say in proper English? If you are short-sighted, you know, that's not good. Just think big, you know. Think big, so if you oh, so think big, think big, wear big hat. Like Texas, not just small like that. Long, one side down, one side up. This is one side, this is not down, this is samsara. This up part is like nirvana. Okay. I'm just joking. Yeah, we can always begin again, no? Whatever the, how, no matter how hard the path, how hard the path is, we can always begin. Just always begin again. See? Yeah. So that's what this trailing, this is important, you know, this wheel of life. That we are studying wheel of life, the course of wheel of life, no? We are studying that. Why is this wheel like turning and turning, never stop? No. So I think we finished that at the 12 links. So where we stop now? So where we stopped last week, Mr. Chukila?
We were in the classification section and we've done that quote from the Compendium of Knowledge.
God,
so right after the divisions of the 12 links, the classification.
I remember, yeah. So, first three is like projecting factors. The second, there's a, out of 12 links, six of them are cause, six of them are result. First three is called projecting factors. Then last three, projecting.
The final three are the actualized factors?
Yeah, actualized factors. Eight, nine, ten.
Oh, those are the actualizing factors.
Actualizing factors. There's three causes. Eight, one, two, three projecting factors, like cause, has the initial cause. Of karma, or the initial cause of not karma, sorry, initial cause of this cycle. So then number 8, 9, 10 is like the actualizing factor, that's like, is in the end, when I say end, you know, that's like happening. It will happen right before our breath ceases, no? Right before our life ends, somewhere there. There's those are six causes. Then another one is called a six result, okay? Just sake of knowledge. If somebody comes to you, can you please explain this wheel of life, this painting? You can explain. If you understand truly, you can explain. At least you can benefit them. You can give them some knowledge, you know? So that's best from our generosity. You know, you're giving them some wisdom. So then, you know, understanding of that, you know, people look at the, here people do look like, people do like art. So they go to see art all the time. So even they see if somebody asks you, say, then if you don't know, you say, I don't know, sorry. So you know, you just miss one opportunity to help one being who has interest to learn. You cannot help. A set of knowledge. Oh. Tendi yala, pandi yala, ngomoti yala, tendi yala, Tani, Chukila, you say continuum of knowledge?
Yeah, the quote about the four factors. And then we'd finished that and we were just getting to the question about the two types of causality.
So there's 12 of them. So now when you summarize them, there's like four factors. That's how you divide those 12 into four factors. So, there's the first number 1, 2, 3, 4. Chukila, please, can you read this?
The quote from the compendium.
Yes, please. Yeah. Then maybe I'll start from there.
What sort of categories do you obtain by abbreviating the factors?
Abbreviating, because
abbreviating the factors.
Is there any word like branch? Not branch.
Categories? What sort of categories?
What sort of category this going on?
Do you obtain by abbreviating the factors?
Abbreviating the factors. Factor for reverse to 12 link. Okay, 12 link, we are going to abbreviate 12 links into four categories. That's what it means. We are going to abbreviate that, like, 12 links into the four categories. Factor refers to 12 links. What it means?
There are four types. The projecting factors.
These are first, second, third, three calls, initial calls.
The projected factors.
These are the results. Out of six results, there's first three results.
The actualizing factors. And the actualized factors.
Actualized factors, yeah. So then, it's clear, right? Please continue, yeah.
What are the projecting factors? Ignorance, compositional activity, and consciousness.
Yeah, first three ones, yeah.
What are the projected factors? Name and form, the six sources, contact, and feeling. What are the actualizing factors? Craving, grasping, and existence.
Number 8, number 9, number 10, huh? Number 10, yeah. So number 8, 9, 10?
Yep.
8, 9, 10. 4, 5, 6, 7, 4 of them. It's all business today. Yeah.
And what are the actualized factors? Birth, aging, and death.
Yeah, this covered now completely 12 links, right? That completes 12 links. That's how you divide. So this is maybe rest is a little more headache. So probably don't need to go. So maybe Chukila will read, so see, maybe read less complicated if I can explain.
Qualm. Well then, do the two types of causality, one with respect to projection and the other with...
Two types of causality, makes sense? Two types of causality, right? Within the 12 links, two types of causality. First causality in the beginning, the second causality is in the end.
One with respect to projection and the other with respect to actualization. Demonstrate one instance of causality wherein one person takes rebirth. Or do they demonstrate two instances?
Make sense? So see, let me explain something, then maybe if you read this, maybe you'll understand. What's happening here, say, right now, out of ignorance, you know, you do some action, whatever the actions, you know, like mental action, physical action, verbal action, so So then, there's second thing, right? There's a second? Huh? First, you know, maybe say the not knowing, not understanding out of that, you know, then saying something, maybe thinking something, doing something, right? It's actions, you know, this is also action too, but that there's no any, the result is just neutral, you know, there's no positive or negative, it's just, you know. So then, actions, the second. So we are here talking about positive and negative actions, not just neutral actions, positive and negative. Because there's no neutral actions. Within the 12 links, there's no neutrals. Generally speaking, action can be neutral, but here, no, it's either positive or negative. There's no neutrals. So then out of that, the actions then goes on to consciousness. That's first three links is done. So now in the consciousness, there's seed on the consciousness. So that seed may not ripen. Depends, you know. So now the seed has already been created. Out of 12 links, first three links complete. So some case in this life, you nurture the seed, then next life will be result. So that case, the 12 links finish within two lifetimes. See, two lifetimes. No? Then you create the karma, and maybe you purify them, or maybe, you know, through the power of purification practice, or maybe there's so much merit has been created, and because of that, interrupted that karma. So maybe not life after this, maybe after another life. So then 12 links finish three lifetimes. Within three lifetimes, 12 links complete. 12 links cannot be complete within one lifetime. It takes two lifetimes to complete it. Or could take like 4, 5, 6, 7 lifetimes, no? Or maybe never ripens, you know, it purifies, no? No, the karma never fully, karma can be, you know, can be purified. So in that case, you know, then it's not going to ripen. See? So now, next thing, shortest period of time, cause here in this life, result next life, the dwelling complete within two life. Then could go 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and probably, you know, slowly, the karma never ripens, you know, to come to purify. So maybe with that, maybe if we read this, maybe we'll, what do you think, we'll understand, we'll help? Yeah. So maybe, you know, can you read it, just that part? Yeah. So
do the 2 types of causality, one with respect to projection and the other with respect to actualization, demonstrate one instance of causality wherein one person takes rebirth, or do they demonstrate 2 instances? If the former, it would be incorrect to claim that the actualizing factors, craving and so on, occur after the establishment of the group of factors beginning with resultant period consciousness and ending with feeling, the projected factors. If the latter, there would be no ignorance, compositional activity, or causal period consciousness, the projecting factors, in the latter cycle of causality, the ordering of the projection, and no craving, grasping, or existence, actualizing factors, in the former cycle of causality, the ordering of actualization.
Please continue.
Reply. There is no such fault, because whatever is projected by the projecting causes, ignorance, compositional activity, and consciousness, must be created by the actualizing causes, craving, grasping, and existence. when what is projected, name and form, the six sources, contact and feeling, has been actualized, it is that very thing, the projected, that is designated as being born, aging, and dying.
Hmm. Understand? Yeah. Yeah, it's very clear. Better, yeah. So when you summarize, this is all about talks about, you know, why you talk about two types of, two sets of causality, you know, it's for one life to know. So I all did, like, what we need to know, in the shortest period of time within two life. Could take 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like, could never, you know, like, they could go 3 lifetimes. How? Okay, cause you create here. How? It can be explained 3 lives. You create the cause. Let's say to be born. Let's say to be born in a celestial realm. Celestial realm. You create a cause, and something happened that, you know, that karma didn't get nurtured at the time of death. You know that some other karma, so say human karma, be nurtured by time of death. Maybe due to certain condition causes, condition not really causes, conditions or circumstance causes. Circumstances, conditions contributed, then, you know, you plant the seed, you kind of nurture the human, as the seed of human rebirth. So there's karma to be born, you create in this life to be born in celestial realms, that karma has been interrupted. So next life, another karma ripen, next life, another karma ripen, so then fourth generations, then you nurture the seed in certain realms. So that's 4 lives, and that's how it's been. Now that's like the second causality, or the second set of causality. So there's has a realistic factor.
Actualized factors
nurture some other karmas. So then actualize no factor, then it goes on, then on just like 4 or 5 lifetimes. That's what we should know. So then all these other things, if you go to debate courtyard, then, you know, need to really know those, then, you know, and able to answer if someone asks. You know, here, I don't think it's not not any importance. Do you believe me? It's not that difficult, you know, but need to use a lot of words, so maybe word will spin our head. It's up to you. Should we really try to figure it out or move on? So now let me read a little bit here. Shinya si debu chewa lemba la tembe jo te pangbe te ti pangba tubi ti pangba tubi junyi yobo ngu suwe chino jindri kwenye shiba hindi sa ingu shi leze namba shi wazan so chewa shi da tu ni Dungaji dhimbi dhimba nini, chimalam dhimbi konan juru jini nambu jini. Dhimbi jini sepata dhimbi jini sepata dhimbi jini sepata dhimbi jini tawa nini tinte tachi nini. So this is all not necessary. Dhimbi jini jini dhimba, lene la mombe maribe kune lambe migewe dhiji namche la lengi be patashani. Dhimbi jini 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 Pambu gave a good name, Niba, Juba, Lane, Pamadini, Dongaje. Pamadini, Dongaje. So then, maybe in the very end, did you see the Nagarjuna statement? Nagarjuna. So, yeah, we'll skip the rest. This is only for debate, so not need to know. Okay. So then, I need the Nagarjuna statement. That's important to know. Huh? Did you find?
Yes. the level of yogic deeds. That one gives birth and aging and death.
Like the list Nagarjuna, was it Nagarjuna or Nagarjuna?
Yeah.
Hmm. Which page number?
Well, I'm not sure. We this far. The first, the eighth, and the ninth are afflictions.
Oh, yeah, well, that one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we are going to skip. Please rejoice because we are covering more pages. I always said this, I thought that's like treasure of knowledge. Maybe there is also same statement made by Vasubandhu in Abhidharma Kosha, treasure of knowledge. But this is like Nagarjuna. Can you please check it out?
Yeah, the first, the eighth.
First, out of trail link. First, this is also good to know. First, ignorance.
The eighth.
That's like craving.
And the ninth?
That's like
grasping.
Grasping.
Are afflictions.
Are afflictions mean delusions. Afflictions mean delusions. It's a thought. Can you? Niva.
The second?
Yeah, so karma, right? It's actions.
And the tenth?
These are?
Are karma.
Karma.
And the remaining seven are suffering.
Dunga. So, as I said, Buddhism, suffering does not mean pain. No, I'm not sure here in English language, suffering means pain, right? In Buddhism, suffering does not mean pain. Therefore, having clear understanding of suffering is not easy. So therefore, suffering is much deeper than suffering that we know, much deeper. So in order to seek liberation, moksha, so you have to understand, suffering beside pain, suffering beside pain. So that's the one that, out of this paragraph, I thought that's quite important. Let's go on. So now, I just finished that. So then after that, then they talk about Chukla. Chukla is over. How, like when the trail is going to be complete. So maybe we'll read that.
So I'm on the middle of page 322. While it is possible for countless eons to go by between the projecting and the projected factors, it is also possible for the projected factors to be actualized in the very next lifetime with no intervening lifetime.
Because if you remember when you started, some karma, tongchi means within this life. Some karma ripens within this life. Could be positive karma too, not negative karma, positive karma, negative karma, there's some of the karma that could ripen in this life called Tongji Nyungjur. Kini Nyungjur, there's some karma ripen right after this, next, called Kini Nyungjur. Then Lendrasha Nyungjur, then it takes probably like multiple lives, There's three of them. Kini Nyungjur, Tongji Nyungjur, Lendrasha Nyungjur, so there's three karma. Just explain that to me.
Since the actualizing factors, craving, grasping, and existence, and the actualized factors, birth and aging and death, occur without an intervening lifetime, it is possible at the shortest to complete all 12 factors in two lifetimes.
Does it make sense? Please.
You might, for example, in a lifetime such as this one, first accumulate karma that results in rebirth as a deity as well as the subsequent experience of a deity's life and resources.
Deity? I don't know, where's the deity? That's like deity, like, what's the deity?
Like celestial realm?
Yeah, better to say celestial realm. There's no, deity, there's Yitam, you know, Yitam. So there's like the where the one's mind bind. No, Yitam. That's mainly deities. Yitam, the word Yitam means pretty much enlightened, you know, even though they appear as a very wrathful form, but they are, generally speaking, they are enlightened. Celestial beings are part of the samsara, it's not enlightened. So maybe better to stick to one word than, you know, like, Yeah, deva is much better word, deva is much better. Celestial beings or deva is much better, deity. So that is not, the problem is that we use also deity for Manjushri, Tara, all of that. So then, you know, in that case, there's totally different connotations of the word. So deity, you know, there's big difference between Dharma protector and deity. Deity usually means they are inside the mandala cycle. They're inside the mandala because why? They're enlightened. Dharma protectors, you know, they're outside, such as our Dharma protectors, called Namse, Lama Zabaram Jirikuman, they are like, there's many Dharma protectors, they're out of the mandala because they are not enlightened. So the deity means the Yitam. Chini Lama, Chini Yitam. See, remember in Guru Puja, Samala? Chini Lama, Chini Yitam. So that Yitam, that's enlightened, you know. So if you visualize Lama inseparable with the Dharma protectors, that's not, it's incorrect, you know. Dharma protectors, so Yidam is better to stay with the world spiritual realms or Deva. Okay? Yeah, Shukala.
When this occurs, two and a half factors, ignorance, compositional activity, and consciousness of the causal period, as well as craving, grasping, and existence up to the point of death, are completed in this lifetime. In the subsequent lifetime, the four and a half projected factors, consciousness of the resultant period, name and form, the six sources, contact and feeling, and the two actualized factors, birth and aging and death, will be completed. Even at the longest, completion of all 12 factors will be delayed no longer than three lifetimes for the actualizers, craving, grasping, and existence, the two actualized factors, birth and aging and death, and the three projected factors, ignorance, compositional activity, and consciousness, all require their own lifetimes, while the projected factors, name and form, the six sources, contact and feeling, are included in the lifetime of the actualized factors.
Well, the trailing, that's like trailing associated with the human rebirth, death, whole set. But there's not, you know, nothing to do with the 12 links that's associated with the celestial realms, you know. These are two different sets. Even though they're 12 links, but they're two separate. Make sense, Anthony?
Furthermore, though many lifetimes may intervene between the projectors and the actualizers, they are not lifetimes of their own particular cycle of dependent arising, but are rather lifetimes of other cycles of dependent arising.
No, so that this is all same again, repeating. Tango, I wonder if maybe say like the much about the Kunju and Lini on Koi Dunga Pumbo to the Dunga, Chapa the Yana Chi, Sibakon, Lavashena, to the combat Chapani, Gubat and Jeto Mumba, Mumba, Misapan, Jumba, Chapa. So then maybe we'll jump all the way to end of the Lamrim. So we go now to number fourth. So the if you summarize it, these are all the same, you know, like because just when you debate is necessary to get really precise, you know. So that's why, you know, don't worry, you are not missing any important part, you know.
So there's some summary?
Yeah, summary. No, summary. Can you please tell the page?
Yeah, 324.
How many pages we finished today? Oh, that's a good way to say. Yeah, more than we ever have before. Combined with the last 60 years. Yeah. Oh, didn't it?
You should understand well, as explained above, how cyclic existence, the aggregates of suffering, is formed through the power of its origin, karma and the afflictions, and in particular, how the wheel of existence turns in the context of the 12 factors.
There's a purpose of studying 12 links. There's a whole purpose of studying that. There's a Lama Tsongkhapa of the saints, okay? Yeah.
Understanding this and becoming familiar with it destroys the unbearable gloom of confusion, the root of all problems. It eradicates all mistaken views holding external and internal compositional activities to arise causelessly or from incompatible causes.
See, because of that, not because of disrespecting others, no. Like, as a theistic religion, theistic means believing creator, yeah. Not out of disrespect, because of this, you know, because of this teaching, 12 link teachings, that you have problems, you know, thinking that somebody just made it up, you know, everything somebody just made it up. So because of that, you know, and say, somebody says, oh, there's no cause, it just happened, you know. So like say, because of the peace, that we eat, peace, what do you call peace. Then that piece is round. There's some theory that says, oh, there's no cause, it's just round. It's just round. It's no cause, it's just round. Or thorn, some of them are very sharp. There's no cause, it's just sharp. You know? There's many, many theories. So yeah, here you know, in the Western country, you develop many, many philosophies. Yeah, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, about 300 years ago, people are wondering, you know, how this, all this happened, you know. Why we are here, you know, how this all started. You know, people wonder, and they come up with all kinds of, you know, theories, all kinds of ideas, or maybe monkey, you know, monkey, that's how this whole human race, when they study, so then they say, okay, this is to be monkey, like also, you know, all the different explanations out there, the different theory out there, because people do wonder, you know, how long it's been here, how long this universe has been here, and how all these, you know, different pieces come in this universe, and like how many years, and all that been studied. There's like, in the Western world, 200, 300 years ago, how, maybe 500, I'm not sure. This has all been studied 2,500 years ago, you know, in the according to Buddhism, it's all been studied. So, some people say there's no cause, it just happened, you know, it's round, it's just round. It's sharp, it's just sharp, there's no cause, you know, it's just sharp. To me, everything's caused by cause, and the cause is, as a victim, it needs to be similar to the result. No, it's not persimmon. It's not going to produce by apple seed. So that's like, it doesn't match. The cause and the result doesn't match. Action and result has to be matched, you know. Or result, act, the cause is like apple seed. Then maybe you're thinking, okay, maybe it's good. I just planted apple seed. Maybe next year I'm going to see maybe mango tree. That's not going to happen. No, that's not going to happen. That's why? Because that's, it's different. The cause and the result are different. Makes sense? Can you read this for me? Do you remember? How is it? Causeless.
It eradicates all mistaken views holding external and internal compositional activities to arise causelessly or from incompatible causes.
There's incomparable cause. There's a probably better English. What that means?
Incompatible means like they don't match.
Yeah, they're not incompatible cause. So, to me,
it increases the precious wealth of the treasury of the conqueror's teachings. And
so then the External, internal.
External and internal compositional activities.
Yeah. Probably Hinduism, probably they say that the whole universe created by, I say, Shiva. No, Shiva created all the universe. And because of the, I don't remember the story, not just one story. Anyway, no, that like some, like, I'm not all Hinduism, or maybe Hinduism, they believe in everything's created by Shiva, so then maybe, or Ganesh, or and Ganesh is going to destroy all everything. Shiva created everything, the Ganesh is going to destroy everything, or something like that. There's an external force. External force, no, creates everything. Can you? Or maybe somebody just manifested internally. There's an internal, somebody just manifested all of that. Can you please continue?
It increases the precious wealth of the treasury of the conqueror's teachings, and it is what motivates you toward the path of liberation through exact knowledge of the characteristics of cyclic existence and intense disenchantment with them. It is the best means for activating the latent propensities by which you will attain the sublime state of a noble being.
So there's there's this knowledge. So that's the reason. Okay, so I think it's not out of disrespect or like just want to believe in something different. That what they believe is not. It's nothing to do with that. It's all here. So this is no part. But also partially it's about emptiness. Teaching of emptiness, and teaching of karma, teaching of emptiness, because of that, so then, Buddhism is, non-theistic, doesn't believe in a creator, non-theistic religion.
Thus, the Tantra requested by Subahu says, the path of dependent arising destroys ignorance. The Rice Seedling Sutra states that when you understand dependent arising well, you put an end to all bad views that take as their object.
All
bad views.
It's not really bad. It's like it's like a wrong view. That's much better wrong. So bad. So then we say other view bad. No, they say our view bad. Then nobody's view is good. So yeah, according to this philosophy, that other views are wrong. Wrong view.
You put an end to all wrong views that take as their object the beginning, the end, or the present. Master Nagarjuna said, this dependent arising is the profound treasure in the storehouse of the conqueror's speech.
So there's like dependent arising. That's why everything's related, connected. Everything's connected. That's why it's interdependent. Dependent arising. Interdependent, if somebody see interdependence, then that means that person so see the Buddha Dharma. If somebody don't see the interdependent, then person did not see the Buddha Dharma. Dependent.
This dependent arising.
Yeah.
Treasury.
Dependent. No, this is very word tendel. Dependent is not independent, it's dependent. So there is a dependent on what? Dependent on causes, conditions. So then the opposite of, what cause, what conditions. Then, there's all this, 12 things, everything becomes there. Dependent is not independent. Or the thorn is very sharp, is that not independent, it's dependent. It's not just, no cause means independent, no cause. It just happened like that, you know. It just happened like this, no cause. No? So then it's very limited. It's kind of like nice and minimize all kind of thinking, you know. It's just then is then I it's kind of minimize has kind of like our thinking, you know. Changing the world during the Java, you sungi dzeche samu, sungi dzeche, sungi dzeche cheva samu de chevandono. Chosun chiki kunju ni tizendoa, majua in the tadanji. So now, stop here. Next Wednesday, okay? So good news today, we cover Jill said that we, how you say? Yeah, we cover more than we ever have, yeah. Yeah, thank you very much. Maybe next Wednesday we'll bring the twirling tanka here. So then I'm going to explain all the painting. Next Wednesday, okay? Oh, yeah. Thank you. Have a wonderful night. Yeah.